In studio now from the Connecticut State Police, Sergeant Jeltema and Sergeant Davis. There's a transference of power about to happen here, right?
Yes. I am looking to retire hopefully by the end of the year, and Luke is transitioning and taking over as the media relations supervisor for the state police. Yes.
Changing the guard.
So you're looking to retire or you're going to retire?
I'm going to retire.
Okay. Going to.
Yes. It's funny because you just did that like a cop. Because like whenever an officer asks you a question, if you don't come straight out with the answer, there's always that follow-up. And because you use the word looking, I immediately said,
Chaz, you're hired.
I got it.
These spokespeople, they can.
Right.
I've seen them.
Right.
Well, we're going to miss you.
Oh,
but
I'll
congratulations.
Miss you guys.
Yeah. Congratulations on
I'll
a great
still
career.
Come hang out. Cool. Good. A lot of fun.
Nice.
You guys are fun.
Awesome.
As long as you promise.
Do you think that we would be able to be state police troopers? You think we have what it takes?
I don't know. What's your past look like?
Clean.
Yeah. Actually, surprisingly.
I was arrested once.
Never arrested.
And it was charges were dropped.
Never arrested.
Oh, well, there you go. You're
hired. I was never convicted.
Yep.
You're hired.
There's no age limit.
No age limit?
No age limit.
Yeah, but I feel like you guys say that with a little smirk.
Right.
Not true.
They're writing down desk duty.
It's like, there's no age limit. No. Anyone could test.
Right, you could test.
Yeah, you can test all you want.
They want that Christmas loop.
Like, you have anyone around 60 joining the state police?
40s, late 40s, early 50s, we've had.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So to get the pension, what is it, 20 years or 25?
It's 25 now. However, if you hit 55 before that 25-year mark, then you should be eligible.
Okay. Yeah.
Like in a week.
Oh, happy birthday.
Wow.
The problem
retired
is,
already.
Because, you know, you start to, if you want to get that pension, you're 85.
Yeah.
Driving the with the blinker on. State police car with the blinker driving slow.
30 miles an hour.
Right. It's like, what are you doing over here?
Get there, damn it, shop.
It takes 15 minutes to get from the trooper car to the
car you pulled
over. What do you mean
he stopped asking directions?
Park in the handicap spot?
Right. That's right. How long have you been a state trooper, Sergeant Davis?
I've been with the state police for 12 years now.
12?
Wow. Holy smokes.
12.
Yeah. So do you have any, what kind of questions do they ask on this test? Do you think we could pass the test?
I know, what's your name? I got right.
Yeah.
Yep. I guess we'll tell you. What's your name?
What's your name? I could get that one.
Right.
Right. Date of birth, I can get.
So we don't have a written exam anymore.
Oh.
Now it's their entrance questions. They're basically questions to see if you have a high school diploma or GED, like a little bit about your education, a little bit about who you are, and then you move on to the next part of the process.
Gotcha.
Which is a PT test. We have polygraph. We have a background. We have a medical and psychological as well.
Right.
Then there's a series of challenges.
Everything you just said is what rules everybody in this room out, other than the two of you.
Right.
The psychological.
Psychological test you'll never
make. How about like a series of challenges, like how many beers you can drink or something like that?
Yes,
We win that one. Pizza.
Yeah, beer pong.
Pizza, right. Tacos. Not getting in the uniform, good.
Right, the shooting, I would get right past that.
Yes, you would.
No problem with that one.
Yes, you would, yeah.
You know, the scenarios, like, well, if you're in this situation, how would you handle it? That's where I've,
Yeah.
Actually, I think you'll implode is the have you ever. And all those have you evers, as you say yes to them, just your chances of getting the job go down next to nothing.
Right, Like, have we met before? Yes.
Well, the physical. Yeah.
Many times.
Have you ever been in the back of a police trooper
it's
car?
Quite comfy, actually. I can show the good spot. Yeah.
So as Trooper Sergeant Davis is new to the job, what kind of things would you like him to know that he needs to know?
Dealing with us.
Yeah.
No, he's actually doing a great job. I think a lot of stuff that we as media relations is the responsiveness and being responsive, because you guys, all media has a job to do and we have a job to do. So being a partner in that is really huge. So I think that's something that he's learned and is meeting and networking. All of the reporters and outlets and, coming out with you guys is huge, and he's doing a great job. I'm very, very happy with our selection.
Cool.
What else does he need to know? Like, he's going to, first of all, you're owned, right? So middle of the night, something happens, you're going to get the call, you got to come out.
Yeah, and talk.
Right. wear pants.
Right.
Right. Even when you're doing Zooms.
Yeah, that's
right?
the worst
that's
part.
Important.
Something happens and I get up all of a sudden, like, oh, hey. Hey, ho.
He doesn't have kids, so telling his kids to be quiet, it's not a thing.
Okay, right. Okay, good.
Right.
No kids yet? You're not going to have kids? No, you're good.
Wow, yeah. So confident nice. That was?
Yeah.
Are you going to have kids? No.
Yeah. No. You figured it out. Yeah. You're like, I'm good.
Yeah, good to go.
Good to go.
Oh, you want to go
on vacation? Did you grow up in a house with like a million kids?
No.
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 Okay. Are you an only?
No, one of two.
Okay.
But it's not for everybody. I'm one of two also, no kids.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, but you know, you get to, when you're in the early stages of life, people ask you, are you going to have kids? You going to have kids?
Yeah.
You know, and then no one's going to ask you that now.
Not anymore. No. No.
Yeah,
no
we're
no.
done.
Yeah.
We're good. Yeah.
Which is good. Stop asking.
Right. And I remember Sergeant Paul Vance through Sandy Hook was, you know, every time I saw him, you know, handled the reporters. Because, you know, the local reporters had it right. Some of the national reporters did not have it right.
Yeah.
And he handled himself. And I was proud to live in the state during the whole course of that.
I also remember every time he sat down, he was as tall as I was.
Yeah. That guy is freaking tall, like, man.
What the hell, man?
That guy is tall.
I'm like, really?
And then you put the hat on.
Yep. And I'm like, great. Now, yeah, get put a little red light on tiles of planes will hit him.
I remember I'm telling this joke at his retirement party.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, this joke it should be killing right now. And like, no one's laughing. And it's kind of like on the Governor Malloy at the time.
Yep.
And I'm making a joke about the governor, you know. And I'm like, this should be killing right now. And it's not. And I'm like, I wonder why. And I look behind me, and the lieutenant governor is standing right behind me.
Yep.
I was a bit like, my front face, like,
yeah. I'm like, you guys could have warned me.
How? She just showed up.
Right.
Yep. Sorry about that. I kept going, hey, stop.
Did you see were you guys part of the hikers that were missing over the weekend? Did you do any of that? No? You didn't hear about that?
Yes. We got some inquiries on that, but obviously between us and Deep and I think our drones may have gone out.
You guys found
all the drones?
Yeah. Yeah.
The state police found them.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So that's like every day for us, for the state police, is going out there and responding to those types of calls for service. So
really?
We're happy that we're able to find. It was a older woman and a young child, so we were happy to find.
I pictured a couple of dudes or a couple,
right?
You know, like young, like
the wilderness
in their 30s.
People, yes.
I don't picture an older woman hiking in the forest with a young child.
Yeah, she was probably about my age. And,
right.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
So not older woman.
Not, right.
I mean,
not
older.
I'm an old hag.
See, so you said older. I pictured the witch from Hansel and Gretel.
I was picturing what Chaz talked about. Two guys went on a little nature walk,
right.
So to speak.
Yeah,
and they got lost
with their Carhartt stuff on and whatnot. Yeah,
started giggling and they had to be found.
Right.
Yeah, wow. No. Well, then it's a little bit more serious if there was a young kid involved. They were out there all night, right?
I don't know the time frame. I'd have to look. I was away last week on military and.
Thank you for that.
Thank you. And then I wasn't on call, so I was just paying attention a little bit to that kind of stuff. But
yeah.
I saw it pop up in our feed, so I paid a little bit of attention.
Well, it's cool.
They found them. That's
yes.
good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I know they use drones. That's a lot easier than walking all the miles. Forget about it.
You have and drone dogs. Goes out we have there. Dogs.
The dogs,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot to do with the state police. Honestly, there's so much you can do.
Are you looking for new people?
We're always looking for new people. We're looking, I think, probably by the June or July-ish timeframe, we'll open up our process again. Be a Connecticut Trooper. It's all spelled out one word is the website, and anybody can go on there. They could subscribe when we open up our application again and hire. We're always looking for people.
Now, if you smoke weed, can you still apply or don't apply?
They can still apply. There's some criteria when it comes to use of marijuana, just as long as they don't exceed whatever the process is right now.
Officer Toast.
But we encourage
Trooper Toast.
Yeah, we encourage everybody to apply, even if they feel like their background isn't something that we're looking for. Because
just be honest about it,
yes,
though, right?
Yeah, and you never know.
If you're caught lying during a police exam. Like, yeah.
You're probably not going to get the job.
Yeah, probably not going to get the job, right, yeah. I would think.
And also, what we really want to let these younger people understand, too, is their social media. We do look at social media. So try and be mindful of what they're posting up there, because there's sometimes...
Do you have an example of like a posting that blew someone out? Like they were just, probably in the running?
Just and inappropriate behavior, things that we don't condone, that kind of stuff. So, you know, social media is huge. Pay attention to what you're posting up there. If you're doing things that you don't think is appropriate, then maybe you shouldn't take a picture and post it, or just don't do it at all. You know, I tell my 13-year-old son who just got a phone and who wants social media. I'm like, and I explained to him, you know, he wants to go to West Point. He wants to play hockey at all these other places. And it's if you're taking pictures or doing things, you know, you need to be your best self because that's what people need to see.
Yeah.
Now, his mom's a state police sergeant and his dad is also state police.
Yeah, state police sergeant. He runs our bomb squad.
Yeah.
Yes, kid can't get away with anything.
Poor microscope, kid. Microscope. Jeez. I got to go to college.
Poor kid.
I'm love for love. Oh, yeah. God.
You know, he's hoping that when you retire, you get another job.
Yeah.
No, but you can't do the old, I'll tell them I'm sleeping over your house. You tell them this.
Yeah.
He'll end up at John and Karen's.
Wait, is that a drone outside
God
the house?
All right, we just found out something about Sergeant Davis with the Connecticut State Police and that he's apparently... a movie line buff.
Yes.
So 80s, 90s movie lines.
Right.
And if you want to call one in and see if you could stump the trooper, 203-882-9757. I just don't know if you brag about it if he ever pulls you over.
Right.
And say, oh, I remember you were on the radio and I stumped you with that line. Justin, you have one?
Yeah, I got a few I'm looking through so far. How about never give up, never surrender?
Galaxy Quest.
Yes.
Wow.
Softball right there.
Nope. Okay.
Nice job.
That didn't sound like a softball. That's not a softball.
Yeah, I was thinking. I thought it was like Karate Kid.
Oh, look, those must be the minors. Sure, they're like 12 years old. Minors, not minors. You lost me.
Oh, boy. Wow. Here we go.
Wow, okay. We have Rain Man in the studio.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely Rain Man. Yeah, definitely Rain Man. Yeah, definitely Rain Man.
All right, AJ.
Okay. Just keep swimming.
Finding Nemo.
Nice. 2003. Wow. You can deductive reasoning. He's an officer. He's right.
Could have been Baywatch.
Statey.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. You as kind, you as smart, you as important.
The Help.
Nice. 2011. Damn.
Holy crap.
Jeez.
Oh, wow, this is really a thing.
But I gave her my heart. She gave me a pen.
Yeah, you got me.
Nice.
Jutso gets out of a ticket. Say Anything.
What is that? What
movie? Say Anything.
Say Anything.
The movie's called Say Anything?
Yeah, John Cusack.
John Cusack, yeah, right.
Okay.
I'm picturing the boombox over his head now. Yep. Okay.
All right, Tribe, 203-882-9757. You want to try to stump us with some lines?
Sure.
Okay. Don't go anywhere near as deep as you did with that Galaxy whatever movie that I've never heard of.
Yeah, see, this is the thing. A lot of people can't just pull them out of their head.
Exactly right, or lower. Right.
So if I said Shrimp and Lobsters were best, what movie?
Casino.
Goodfellas. Close enough.
Okay.
All right.
Nice.
Funny? Funny how?
Oh, yeah, that will.
Like the clown can use you?
Yeah, the legendary scene.
Right. Okay, here's one. How about this one? That'll do, Pig. That'll do.
Zombieland.
No, Babe, 1995.
It was also in Zombieland, said by Woody Harrelson.
Well, then he gets it.
Okay.
he's got the gun.
Okay,
so
how about this
wins.
One? How about this one? As If.
Clueless.
Nice, 1995.
Jesus.
Wow.
Okay, let's see here. Inconceivable.
That's not even a line. It's just a word. What was that?
The Princess Bride.
1987. Very nice.
And they put their one up in that?
Holy crap.
All right, so if
we got to bring him out to bar night.
Seriously? Yeah, exactly. Like, you should be screwed that night.
Going,
it's all
Thirsty
you,
Thursday trivia
going,
night.
Now
we're going
on,
with Sergeant
we're
Davis.
We're going on Jeopardy.
I'm also wondering, so, like, if you take the word idiot off of savant, is it then a compliment? Like
savant,
yes. Yeah, savant's a compliment, but idiot savant is not a compliment.
I don't think
right?
it's. It doesn't sound like
it. It doesn't sound like it. You are savant. That's incredible.
Andre and Derby.
I'm afraid you're just too darn loud.
Oh, I know that one.
Oh, that would be Huey Lewis in Back to the Future.
Nice.
There you go.
Holy cow.
Thank you, Andre. Guy in Southington.
And if my grandmother had wheels, she'd be a little red wagon.
That's an awesome power song like that, doesn't it?
Throw me another one.
Well, that's Star Trek III, Search for Spock. That was Scotty. I don't know if I have another one.
Okay.
All right. That's good.
You caught me flat-footed. Love you guys. Have a great day.
Thank you. Andrew in Meriden.
Yeah, I got a movie line for you. It can't rain all the time.
Forrest Gump.
Ooh.
You got another
Crow
movie?
Justin? The Crow.
The Crow, yeah.
The Crow. Wow. Okay.
Damn.
He's supposed to say you.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you.
I just get very excited with Crow references. I noticed. I apologize.
Yes.
Mattitude.
Good morning.
Hi.
I got one for you. Carla, I love you.
Carla, I love
you. I'll give you a hint. It's from a wrestling movie.
The Mickey Rourke one?
Pardon me?
That Mickey Rourke wrestling movie?
No.
Shot in the dark.
High school wrestling movie.
So on cable, I'm ashamed of you.
We give up.
Vision Quest.
Oh, Matthew God.
Matthew Modine and Linda Fiorentino.
I remember that. Madonna had the hit song from that.
Yeah. That's right.
One of the greatest soundtracks of all time, actually, too.
Yeah, Dio had Hunger from Heaven.
Crazy
for you. Lord.
Really?
Well, crazy. No, I'm saying the greatest soundtrack of all time is from the movie Heavy Metal.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
That's one of the greatest.
Yes. It's close.
Right.
I got to look up this Vision Quest now and see what's on there.
Right, I got one for you. Carpe diem, seize the day, boys. Make your lives extraordinary.
Carpe diem's been used in a lot.
Right. It's from an 80s movie. Carpe diem, seize the day, boys. Make your lives extraordinary.
A lot of dead air.
Late 80s. That would be Dead Poets Society.
Okay. All right.
Which I never saw.
Was that Robin Williams?
It was Robin Williams.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought that was that.
Yeah, so Vision Quest. Madonna, Crazy for You, Foreigner, Hot-Blooded, Sammy Hagar, I'll Fall in Love Again, Red Rider, Lunatic Fringe.
Nice.
Dio, Hungry for Heaven.
That's a great song.
Don Henley, She's on the Zoom. Never heard of it.
Mm.
Madonna,
call?
Gambler, John Waite, Change, Journey, Only the Young. It's not a bad soundtrack.
No, it's actually pretty good.
Yeah. All right, look at all these people lining up to take on Sergeant Davis.
Is there a chance, damn it?
The whole state's coming to take you out.
Oh, my goodness.
Chris in Waterbury, you're the last one.
Hey, Stump the Trooper. Well, I worry about you, Henry. You may fold under questioning.
Oh, so easy.
Goodfellas.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
I thought it was appropriate for the show.
Oh, you know? No, that's a good one.
Yeah, right. Certainly.
For the segment.
All right.
Yes.
That's it.
Very good. All right. Well, I think you passed.
Yeah, seriously. Seriously.
Really?
You can be spokesperson now.
I think you'd just like score a B plus or an A.
Oh, easily.
Yeah.
I think A minus.
Okay.
A minus. There's one, two, going past them.
Hey, easy, fellas. I'm just like you. I put my pants on one leg at a time, except once my pants are on, I make gold records.
What's that from?
Gonna need
it's
a little
Christopher Walken in Cowbell.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I got a fever. The only prescription. It's more cowbell.
See, this is a cool
That's awesome.
Thing.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Can you do that the next time you pull someone over? Just walk up and just say that line?
No, you were speeding today.
I think if I got bored when I pulled people over, I would just use all lines from movies and string them together and see if the person ever picked up on any of it.
Right.
Just entertain myself.
What was it in Super Troopers that he would try to say?
Meow.
Meow. Meow. That was it. Meow.
Meow.
Did you just say meow?
Meow.
Am I saying meow?
Meow.
Meow.
Do I look like a cat to you, boy? You see me jumping around from tree to tree all nimbly bimbly? You see me drinking milk from a saucer? You see me eating mice?
That's awesome.
Thank you for coming in. You're welcome here anytime.
Big time.
Sergeant Cheltenham, will this be the last time you're here with us, or we'll have a going away party?
I don't know. We'll see.
Okay.
We'll see. We'll keep you posted.
Okay. Keep us posted.
Yeah, I'll see you at the Lobster Fest, I'm sure.
The Sandy Hook Lobster Fest coming up June 7th and 8th.
Oh, cool.
Okay. Yep. We'll be talking more about that as we get close.
Excellent.
Thank you, Sergeant Jeltima. Thank you, Sergeant Davis.
Certainly.
Appreciate what you do. Thank you.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair has got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.